This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to the USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here on this inauguration day. As a matter of fact, many of us didn't fully believe that we'd actually get to this point after 8 years of the previous regime. We're broadcasting 2 hours live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We have a telephone listen line. And if you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, your cell phone may work fine. 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249 is our listen line. John is engineering the broadcast. Dr. Doug Lee is with us, and we're going to be talking about cats. Cats, well, North American families have more cats than dogs, don't they, Dr. Lee?
I believe that's true. Of course, the cities have cats unbelievably, because you can put a cat in an apartment and there he is. All you need is a litter pan and food and some place to look him up. He can look out the window and see what's going on in the outside world. He's very happy. But, yeah, there are a lot of cats in this country.
Now, and you don't have
farms,
to walk them.
Of course, you have farm cats. A lot of cats out in the farms. I believe you live in the country. I don't know whether you have cats or not. But if you have cats and all of a sudden you look around and they're all gone, pretty much what's happened is that a cat came into the population in the country who had been in the city or the town population, and he had developed an immunity to the viruses that cats get. And that cat gets out into the country. The country cats have no immunity. They've never been exposed to any population other than their own little cult out there. And that virus goes through and will just wipe them out in a week. So your population in the country can go from cats to zero. In the city, bring them in wherever you want to get them at, but they'll survive very well in the city. And they'll survive in the country, too, of course.
Mm-hmm. So that can happen. What are the symptoms? And Dr. Lee, what are the symptoms of this plague that cats seem to get?
Well, in the country, they'll usually get diarrhea or scours, if you want to call it that, but it's diarrhea and vomiting. It's a viral infection, and they just won't eat, and it just wastes away to nothing. Feline leukopenia is one of them. There's several. Cats are very, very prone to viral problems. There's a whole plethora of vaccinations available to help fend these things off. But, yeah, it's just typical, like the flu. Cat flu is probably the best thing to call it. But it can go through the population real, real fast. Older cats are usually immune. Younger cats are more susceptible, just because of the tolerance and the immunity that an older cat has built up. Younger cats haven't been around long enough to develop any kind of immunity. But, yeah, many virus problems are serious in all animals as they are in people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to answer your question, we do have cats here at the farm. We have four cats, and they all have jobs. And number one on their list is mice. And literally, that is number one on their list. So they go out into the barn and they hunt, and I appreciate the work that they do, because if you have Class, if you have a tractor or tractors in your barn, or you store it outside, and there's a, you know, a hood on it to protect the engine and some of the running gear, mice seem to like that protection. And then they build their nests in there, and that would be all right. But what's not all right is they try to build their nests out of wire, pieces of hose, rubber tubing, vacuum lines, and they chew through the insulation. It causes shorts. They actually chew through the wire, and they take pieces of wire 3 or 4 inches long, and they build their nests with that. Now you don't have connections where you need them, and it's a problem for farmers. So what we do is we simply have cats who are on patrol, and we let them patrol, and we tell them, you know, what a good job they've done when they've taken down some mice. And we really do appreciate it. Those mice will climb into air filters.
And his home burnt down, and his tractor, all of his equipment is still out there in the area. So he doesn't get out there very often. He went out one day, I don't know how long ago it was, but went to start the tractor, would start, raise the hood, and hear the pack rats had set up a colony in there. I've never heard of this before. But he had a colony of pack rats living in his tractor in the motor area. So that would be a lot worse than mice. Mice are bad enough. Rats would be horrible. But, yeah, they cats do. And, you just put them out there and feed them well, but also don't overfeed them because make them hungry. They hunt because they're hungry. So you got to keep them sort of on the brink of a little bit of a hunger situation. Not starving. Feed them. But, you know, make sure that they get enough exposure to these animals that you want them to get rid of.
We have several four-wheelers here on the farm that we go and check the cows. It's the easiest way to go half a mile or a mile away through the fields and streams and so forth is just hop on a four-wheeler and go and check the cows multiple times per day, you know, repair small fence problems and so forth. And one day, one of the four-wheelers wouldn't start, and I asked our son if he checked the air filter before we started, because he hadn't used it for a few days. And he said no. And I said, well, I think that's the problem. So we went out, popped the seat off, and sure enough, there was a nest for mice in the air cleaner box. And what had happened is this group of mice got some grain, they got some bird seed, and they chewed through the air filter, and when he went to start the engine, the intake inhaled all of this grain, and it was a two-cycle, it's a Yamaha two-stroke four-wheeler. And we had to do a little bit of surgery on the engine to get the grain out so it would start again. But yeah, it's a real problem. So when you mentioned hunting, what we've noticed, Dr. Lee, is that the cats who go outside and capture mice, their coats, their hair, seems to be more healthy. Is that just something that we're imagining, or is that really true?
No, that's probably true, because I guess you'd call it the X factor. There's certain things that they get by eating the entire animal. If they catch a mouse, they're going to eat the whole thing. They'll just sit there and eat. They'll eat the skin, the hair, the bones, the intestinal tract, the liver. The liver is the most nutritious thing there is probably in the animal. But they'll eat all of that. And I was in Africa one time, let's go back to cats, but and I saw a kill of a lion killing a zebra. And they got this, and I won't tell you what the order was. It's pecking order, who ate first and last. But anyway, the first thing they went in when they killed this animal was to get into the abdomen and stick their head in there and eat the liver and all of the intestinal contents in that area. They didn't go for the meat and the legs or anything like that. It was what was inside that they were after. That's where all the nutrition is. The outside part was cleaned up by the other wild animals, the wildebeest, and God knows who else shows up there. But they ate the meat on the bones. But these wild cats, and this it carries over to our domestic cats, too, because a cat's a cat. Genetically, they may be a little bit different in appearance, but as far as their physiology, it's about the same. So they do get a lot of nutrition from things that we would consider pretty disgusting. But it's part of the world. It's what they do out there. But yes, they will look a lot better if they're getting something. I had a lady one time come in the office, and I don't know how she got this idea, but she fed her dogs exclusively raw chicken. And that's all she gave them. And these animals are surviving fine. Now, I don't know. She got the bones and everything, which is contrary to what I would ever recommend. But that's what she did. And she swore by this diet that she picked up someplace. So there's something to you know, the bones and everything else that they get when they're in the wild. But they will look better. They will look better. But it,
yeah, there's the only thing that seems to be left. The only thing that seems to be left when our cats go hunting for mice is just part of the head. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else seems to disappear. But they bring the heads as if they're trophies, or they're saying, "Hey, look what I've done to earn my keep," and they'll put that, you know, right by the door, right by the
of
the farmhouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a cat of mine back, and she would get into the moles out of the ground, which I was very happy about. But she'd bring them into the porch, and there she'd get them in the house if she could. But we kept her outside most of the time. But yeah, they do want to bring a trophy back and show you what they've done. I guess it's
Do we know why? Do we know why cats purr? Do we know what that means?
No, I've looked around and I can't find any good description. I honestly don't know. You know, I've been asked this question, and I've looked on the internet, and I've looked around, and there's all kinds of theories that it's a fluttering of the valve in the heart, and it's in the throat, and God knows where it is, but I don't know. I really don't. And if anybody out there does know, have call you, and you call me. I'd like to know, too.
Or they can call in right now, 866-582-9933. Dr. Doug Lee is with us. He's a retired veterinarian, many, many years in service to animals. And Dr. Lee, we've seen cats that appear to be overweight, and their bellies seem to be hanging a lot lower than they should. As a matter of fact, obesity has hit cats as well as humans. When we come back from this short commercial break, can you tell us, is that a sign of something we need to be concerned about? Are we overfeeding the wrong food? What does that mean, cats with dragging bellies? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us, and we're talking about cats, and cats are the... Are the number two most popular pet in the United States, second only to freshwater fish. you know, a lot of people have fish. We do, but ours are in a pond, and they're there in case we need to, you know, eat some. But dragging bellies, Dr. Lee, I've noticed that some cats, their bellies drag pretty low. They've got this, you know, too much skin down there. Do we know what that is?
Before we get into that, let me give you a little bit of trivia. We were just talking about cats and the rural areas. Little trivia. If you'll notice in the Midwest, the towns are roughly 10 miles apart. And you're probably very much aware of that.
Yeah, sure.
The
sure.
reason for that is it took a wagon, a pioneer, it took him 1 day to go 10 miles. So
right.
they would start off from this place, and 10 miles later they go to this other place where there's a little town. And, of course, the town, probably somebody there had a little settlement or something, and that's where they had water. The town will be named after the guy probably who started it or some situation like trees, walnut trees. There's Walnut Grove here in Missouri. There's Ash Grove and so forth. But I thought it was pretty interesting that it took them 1 day to go 10 miles in a covered wagon. So
yep.
that's why the towns are roughly 10 miles apart. So
yeah, and not
that
only
the other day.
Yeah, not only that, Dr. Lee. If you were going to town and you just had a horse and you were going to take back your supplies, you probably would put the supplies on the horse and walk alongside the horse. You know,
yeah, that's
horse
true
to
too.
You. Yeah. So that would be a determining factor in how far the towns were apart as well.
Yeah.
So what about these dragging bellies?
One night for 15 miles, and that was a killer. If I'd ever do that again. Okay, the cat situation. Yeah. We're talking about fat cats, not people fat cats. We're talking about cats. I don't know what the answer is to fat cats. Yes, eating is a factor. But there was a cat in town here at a pet shop. That cat weighed about 28 pounds, I think. It was just a big blob. That's about all I can describe it as. And it just laid there and walked from here to there and that laid down. Now, I don't know what they ever checked that cat for, but I know I have had cats come in, and I have done all kinds of lab work on them and came up with nothing. And I have known people who have been in the same situation in other parts of the country and have come up with no answer as to why the cat is fat. And usually the cattle stay fat and function perfectly well. Now, granted, most of them have been spayed, but that's another topic we could discuss here. But, they do get a little fatter from being spayed. But they seem to live a normal life if fat. It's hard on their liver, their kidneys, and everything, their heart and everything else. But it seems as they get older, they'll go ahead and start to lose weight. Now, unfortunately, that can be from other things, too, metabolic malfunctions and blood problems and organic problems. But they will usually lose weight when they get older, these big fat cats. But and for some reason, I don't know, it seems to be the females that seem to get the fatter, I think. The male, even if he's neutered, he doesn't seem to get quite as fat as the female, for whatever reason. But I don't have a good answer for it. I've done everything you could to come up with a diagnosis, but never did. And I know other veterinarians have had the same situation. Maybe somebody's got some magic thing they did that I don't know of. That may be possible, but I never found it.
What should we not feed our cats? I know antifreeze, you know, if we have a drip of antifreeze in the garage, that'll kill them.
Yeah, antifreeze is very, very disastrous for any animal. It's sweet. They like the taste of it. They like the taste of alcohol, too. So they'll if it drips out of your car and there's a puddle there, they may go ahead and lick it. It will tear the liver and the kidneys up unbelievably. There's no turning it back on antifreeze. So you got to be very careful. Now, what else? What should you not feed them? Of course, you see this picture of the cat eating a raw fish. We'll cover that when we get back.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us, veterinarian, and we're talking about cats exclusively today. We'll talk about ear mites, we'll talk about spaying and neutering, and we'll talk about how hairy they are when we get back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Doug Lee and I have been talking about what not to feed cats. We mentioned antifreeze is absolutely deadly for animals. And
let me go back a second on the antifreeze. There's something you can do if you see your animal eat antifreeze, rat poison, something they should not eat. And you can, the quicker you get that out of their system, the better. Jump in the car, run to the veterinarian. I don't know how far you may live from a veterinarian, but a lot of it can start to be absorbed pretty quickly. Table salt, plain old table salt. Just open their mouth up, pour that down there. How much can you pour down? Don't worry about it. They're going to break it back up. And give them a little bit of water, too, because they'll drink some water after you put that down. But they will eventually bring that up, and that will bring up the antifreeze any kind of a rat poison or anything that you don't want them to consume. So salt is as good as anything. Now, you can buy Ipecac and so forth in the drugstores to make them vomit, but you got to get it out quick. And to go to the drugstore, you're wasting time. Quicker you get it out, the better. Salt. Remember that one.
Okay. So, Dr. Lee, the reason for the salt is not because of the chemical nature as much as it is to induce vomiting. Is that right?
Induce vomiting. That's all you want. Mm-hmm. Get it out of there.
Okay. What else? What else should we not feed our cats? You talked about bones, and I think you were talking about these sharp needle-type bones.
Oh, yeah.
That is in chicken, right?
Yeah, chicken is probably the worst one as far as bones go. But all bones can go ahead and get into the digestive system. They can puncture and scrape and irritate the digestive system. And quite frankly, they get down into the bowel area, the rectum, and they'll form a dam. I mean, they'll plug everything up there. And the only way to get it out, get them out of there, is with an enema. And it isn't much fun. You've got to literally get in there and dig these out. But, yeah, you don't want to go with bones. Now, as far as feeds, really, if you feed, first of all, I think dry foods are probably the better food as compared to canned foods. They like canned foods. They're more tasty. But once again, you're going to have teeth problems. And if you get them hooked on the canned food, it takes a lot of willpower to get them off of it because they won't eat anything else, but they won't starve themselves to death either. So if you switch over to dry and just hang in there, they'll start to eat it. Dry foods or any food, you're going to get what you pay for, whether it be dog, cat, or whatever, cattle. It makes no difference because it costs every manufacturer X number of dollars to buy 100 pounds of an additive. And no matter what it may be, what that additive is going to cost the same for every manufacturer. And what the difference in the price is of the food is what additives he's adding to it. And the additives, by that I mean, you know, the calcium, the phosphorus, and all of this that goes into animal feeds. But if you feed a good quality one, that should take care of everything. And as far as what not to feed, you know, you see the picture of the cat down on the fishing dock, and the fisherman is bringing in the fish, and the cat's sitting over there enjoying a fish. In my opinion, they don't go crazy over fish. Sounds good, but they'd rather have lamb or chicken or something like that. That's more palatable to them than anything. And if you try to give them medication, use chicken. Chicken animals will eat very, very quickly as compared to other foods. But as far as anything not to feed, I would say primarily stay away from the bones and just feed a good quality food.
Mm-hmm. What we feed our cats here at the farm is a good quality dry cat food, and then we let them supplement whatever they can find around the house around the farmhouse. And it seems to work exactly as you're saying. It seems to work just fine.
Oh, yeah. The dry food has everything you need in it, but you're going to get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, you go places and find a bag of dog food dog food, cat food, whatever, for $8, but then the one next to it may cost you $20. There's a mm-hmm. difference, quite a difference. Tough to put out $20, but in the end, you may be better off. And, of course, the dry food will help to maintain the teeth and keep them clean so you don't have to put money into having the teeth clean, which can get expensive because you do have to put an animal out to clean the teeth. Can't do it without it.
From what I've researched, a typical cat has about 130,000 hairs per square inch. So for those who are allergic, to hairs, cat hairs, is there a solution? Are there some cats that have fewer hairs or shed less?
Oh, yeah. Well, there are certainly. In fact, there's even hairless cats. There's so many darn cat breeds out there. It's unbelievable. And there's some really strange-looking ones. But, yes, which, again, you get into plain old domestic cat, you can get anything from real, real heavy, thick hair coats that have to be combed or brushed in order to maintain them and keep them from matting. Because if they mat, then it gets thick enough, you're going to have that cat shaved. which isn't bad for them, really, but if they don't like it, once they get used to it, it's okay, but they don't like having that done. But there's a little secret to combing, too. When you comb a cat and brush a cat, you're creating static electricity. As a matter of fact, in some individuals, you can even feel the sparks jumping off your arms. And I've had cats that we've combed that I felt that. A little secret to go ahead and reduce that is to take one of these drying sheets from the laundry that are anti-static and just rub that over the cat as you're combing them and brushing them, whatever you're doing. And that will tend to reduce the static electricity. The static shocks the cat, too. So that's why when you start to comb or brush, they start jumping around because you're getting shocked. You can't blame them for wanting to get away. Gosh, I'd want to get out of there, too. But,
are there,
yeah, and you, if you have a heavy-coated cat, you're going to have to go ahead and keep them combed out or you're going to have a mess. And once again, you get the mess, you get it back around the rear end. And as we mentioned at one point, maggots can develop, although not as quickly in cats, because cats tend to keep flies away a little better than dogs do. But, you know, you can have that problem, too, but if you get too much and it attracts the flies. But combing is important, and hair coats, there's all kinds of hair coats out there. But if you go to the Humane Society or get a cat from some your neighbor up the street, it's probably just going to be a plain old domestic cat and have a hair that either short hair or long hair. And long hair has to be combed. Short hair, you don't have to comb that much.
How about worming? We found that the cats we eat mice outside seem to be more prone to getting worms. Is that true? Or is
yeah.
that just
the tapeworms are probably your biggest problem in cats. And, of course, fleas are the carriers on tapeworms, and they'll go ahead and get these. What happens is the flea larva, well, first of all, a tapeworm is probably about a foot long or so. And it all starts up at the head, and the head attaches to the intestine, and these segments grow, and then they fall off at the tail end. And the one starts up at the head a couple of weeks later, maybe back at the tail end. Segments are about, half an inch long, and they look like pieces of rice. And when they dry, they look like small pieces of dried rice. Inside that are eggs. Now, when that breaks open, the flea larva eat the eggs, and then that flea develops into that larva develops into an adult flea. The dog or the cat or the mouse or whatever may go ahead and turn around and swallow that flea. That flea then, being having eaten the egg or the eggs from the as a larval stage, eating the eggs of the tapeworm, that flea will then go ahead and develop into a tapeworm. You got one tapeworm. Segments coming out, and that begins to multiply. And you would be surprised how many worms, full worms, come out of an animal that has been wormed with one of the old-time medications that literally paralyzed the worm and blew him out of there. But it could be a mess. It could be a real mess.
What do you recommend, Dr. Lee, for treatment of worms, these tapeworms? What medication or what do you recommend? Is there something that is not a prescription?
Yeah, there's some things over the counter, but if you get into tapeworms, you're probably better off to get a prescription pill from your veterinarian. Now, if you have roundworms are pretty easy. Hookworms you can't see because they're too small. And you have whipworms and dogs, you can't see those too easily, but there are worm medications. The ones you can see are the roundworms that look like, spaghetti or toothpicks. Look like round toothpicks. That's a roundworm. Those are very common. You can get any kind of medication over the counter for those. Tapeworm medication, I don't believe there's anything that's real good over the counter. Unfortunately, probably one of the best ones is a little bit expensive, but in the end, it'll do the job, and it doesn't cause any diarrhea or messes, which you really don't want. But
okay,
you can get some things over the counter, but make sure you know what you're getting. You don't want to go and get a worm pill for a roundworm, which is what looks like a toothpick. You don't want to get worm medication for that if you've got tapeworms. And conversely, you don't want to get tapeworm medication. If you have roundworms, you're not going to do any good.
Okay.
Now, there are some workers out there that will take care of everything. And that's one of those that I talked about that's a little bit expensive, but it is a prescription one from your veterinarian.
Okay. What about urinary tract infections, cats that have trouble urinating? Is that getting more common or not?
Yeah. Urinary tract infections are common, and it's very symptomatic. The cat is sitting on the litter pan, and he walks away, or they walk away, male or female, and they walk right back, and then they're at it again. You may see blood. You may not see anything. You may just see them sitting on the litter pan all the time. The female, she can get a urinary tract infection, but there's really nothing too serious about those. Now, some of the things that may look like infections could also be stones in there, because animals do get bladder stones in their urinary bladder. And it can be anything from one round stone to stuff like gravel or sand. You have to get that out of there. That's surgery usually.
Okay. So there's not an easy way to dissolve.
I've got some other stuff about female and male cats I want to cover. So.
Okay, great. Okay, we've got a segment coming up. And spaying and neutering and ear mites if you can.
Yep.
And whatever else you have. Dr. Lee's with us. DVM. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203. Or go to GCNteam.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Segment. Did we lose Dr. Lee?
Oh. I'm here.
Okay, great. You had a few things you wanted to cover, right?
Yeah, the male cat. This could be a serious situation. The male cat's penis has a taper in it. It's like a funnel. And when he gets any kind of an infection, he tends to develop some sandy material. And the sandy material comes down and it gets to that taper in the funnel and it plugs things up. When he can't urinate, he's sitting on that litter pan, he's straining, he may be crying even because he's hurting. But the urine continues to produce and it comes down, it can't go anyplace because of the obstruction in the urethra from that sandy material. So it backs up and it begins to damage the kidneys. It will literally, the pressure from the urine buildup will literally blow the kidneys apart. I mean, you can't see it. It's all microscopic. But then you have a kidney that doesn't function anymore and the animal becomes uremic. Now, how does he get the infection to start with? First of all, when the tomcat urinates, he squats into the litter pan and he extends the penis a little bit, and that goes into the litter. When that goes into the litter, there's all kinds of bacteria in the litter, gets into the urethra, goes up, and that's where he gets the infection from. How do you treat this? You have to get that blockage out of there. Now, there are several ways. You can backwash it with a syringe. I had a piece of equipment that was a high-frequency probe, and you'd put that up there and literally blow the sandy blockage apart. And sometimes you even get into a situation where you have to do surgery on it and split the penis in half and get back to beyond that taper and literally do away with that. He has no penis then. But usually this happens in probably a little more prone in neutered males. The wild animals, they don't seem to get that much problem as much. But that's another topic. What age should you neuter? And I think this is one reason why you should neuter a tomcat when he's at least 6 months old in order to avoid stopping the growth of the urethra, which is where the urine goes down, and making that penis diameter smaller in where the urine goes, and reducing the size of the area that the urine has to go through, thus the sandy stuff causing an obstruction. But that's okay. Another subject here.
So that's wait 6 months before the procedure.
That's my opinion. Now, I know they're neutering much younger. And, of course, they're trying to cut down the cat population, which is fine. But I think it's leading to a potential problem. My thinking is if you give the cat every chance you can to prevent this problem, and if you can wait until he's 6 months old to help maybe prevent it, let's do it. If you don't, maybe you're causing more of a problem for him.
Can
just imagine what that must feel like, for God's sake, to have to be able to go to the bathroom and hurting because you obviously must have pain in the abdomen and you can't do anything and you can't talk. So you got to depend upon the guy standing there watching you.
It
can be a serious problem, and they do die from this very, very commonly. Very commonly.
I got a call here at the farmhouse. A message was left to one of our class members. I was listening, and he heard you and me weeks ago. But he called last night, and he wanted to know about ear mites. What is your recommendation for ear mites for cats?
Well, for cat or dog. Okay. Of course, there's commercial preparations over the counter you can get. First of all, you have to get that debris out of there. You can go ahead and take a Q-tip, and I cover how to clean that when you go straight down and back. Don't go forward, but go back, because then you'll push the debris up out of there. I even sometimes have put alcohol in there, rubbing alcohol, to help soften that up and loosen it up a little bit and get as much of that out as you can. Remember, scoop from the front to the back, and there's actually a little bit of a shoot-like effect in the ear. Now, to treat it, you can use baby oil, mineral oil, castor oil. Probably campophonique is probably the best thing. These will kill the mite. The preparations over the counter have a little insecticide in them. But literally, you're smothering the mite to death with the oil preparation. And there's the stuff in campophonique, I think, helps to kill them also.
Great. We're out of time. Dr. Lee, we are out of time. Thanks so much for being with us today. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
I'm a survivalist,
and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.